Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek is going to talk about the laws of Shomrim, watchers, people who are watching over the object or the pikadon of their friend. They're responsible to take care of their friend's property. And we'll discuss the four different types of Shomrim. The Torah tells us that there are four types of Shomrim, each one of them with different responsibilities. The first one is a Shomer Hinam. Shomer Hinam is an unpaid watchman, somebody who is watching the property of another person for free. He has to watch it, and he has to make sure that he doesn't use it for his own purposes. If the item is stolen or it's lost, then he would not have to pay the owner unless there's pishiyah, unless there's negligence involved in the situation. The second type of shomer is a shomer sachar, somebody who's paid to watch the property of his friend. Since he's being paid in the situation, he has more responsibility than a shomer hinam, and he would be responsible for even types of losses that are not because of pishiyah, not because of negligence, but if it's a total onus, if it's a total accident that he didn't have any ability to prevent, he even would be exempt to pay in that situation. The third one is a socher, somebody who rents the property of another person. With the Mishnayot, we'll talk about what his responsibility is. And the last one is a shoel, a borrower, somebody who's using the property of another person, but he doesn't pay for it. He gets it for free. This type of person who's using his friend's property and not paying for it has the highest level of responsibility, and he has to pay for something even if there's if it's not preventable whatsoever. He still is responsible for that type of accident. The shomer, when he tries to claim that he's not responsible for something, that he doesn't have to pay, for example, a shomer hinam, if he says, oh, the item was stolen, and we know he's not responsible for theft, but he has no way to prove that it was stolen, he has to go through a shivuat shomrim. He has to go through a swear that he is claiming something that's true, and he also has to give a declaration that the item in question is not within his possession. He also has to swear that he wasn't negligent with the use of the item, and that he didn't use the item without permission. If he used the item without the express permission of the real owner of it, then he would be on the hook. He would be considered to be the thief, and therefore the loss that happened, even caused by unavoidable accident, would be on him. It would be his responsibility. We'll talk in this Mishnah about a shomer hinam, an unpaid watchman. Like we just mentioned, he wouldn't have to pay if the item was stolen or lost, as long as he wasn't negligent while he was watching it, but he has to prove that that's what happened. If he can't prove it, he has to take a swear, the shivuat shomrim, that it was actually stolen, and again, that it wasn't his negligence that caused that theft, and he didn't use the item for his own purpose. Mishnah says, "Hamafkid etzel havero behema o kelim." If somebody gave his friend an animal or an item to watch for free, venignevu o sheavdu, and the shomer later on said that the item was either stolen or it was lost, shilem v'lo ratza lishava, and then the watchman, the shomer hinam, wanted to pay rather than take a swear. He could just technically swear to avoid payment, but he didn't want to get involved in using God's name in vain, so he paid the owner of the item. Shehari amru, shomer hinam nishba v'yotze. Hachamim tell us that a shomer hinam could swear and he could be yotze, could leave and not have to be responsible for payment. But he wanted to do it anyway. He wanted to pay because he wanted to avoid the swear. Nimsa haganav meshalem tashlume kefel. If the thief was eventually caught, he has to pay kefel. He has to pay a double payment. Tabach umachar meshalem tashlume ad ba'av hamisha. But if he stole a sheep or an ox and then he slaughtered it or sold it, he would have to pay arba'av hamisha, four or five times the value of the item. But question becomes, lemi meshalem, who does he pay? Who does this thief pay? Does he pay the original owner of the item? Or does he pay the shomer that he stole from? Answers the Mishnah, Limisha pikadon etlo. He pays the one who the item was being watched by, the shomer. The thief has to pay the shomer because once the shomer decided that he wanted to pay over taking a swear that he wasn't responsible for the theft of the item, he basically took ownership of it. Hachamim wanted to try and motivate a person to pay rather than swear to avoid using God's name in vain. So therefore, they would hand over ownership of the item to the shomer once he paid instead of swearing. So since he took ownership of this item, lemafreya, retroactively, from the moment that he took possession of the item, it basically falls out that the thief stole it from the shomer and he was owning it at that point in time. So therefore, he is paid the shomer as opposed to the original owner. Nishba v'lo ratza leshalem, but if he swore the shomer and he did not want to pay, nimsa ganav mishalem tashlume kefel, tabach umachad mishalem tashlume arba'a v'hamisha. Same halakha here. If the thief is caught, he has to pay the double payment. If he stole an ox or a sheep and then they slaughtered it or sold it, they have to pay 4 or 5 times payment. But question again here is, lemi mishalem, who does the thief have to pay for? Lebala pikadon. In this case, he has to pay to the original owner of the watched item. Since the shomer never paid, he chose to swear, then the property in question, the stolen object, never became owned by the shomer, rather it stays the property of the original owner, and if the ganav is found and he has to pay kefel, that principal plus the double penalty go back to the original owner over going to the shomer.